1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Closing arguments are still going in former President Trump's criminal trial, but legal analyst Jessica Levinson says the defense has wrapped.
They did spend a lot of time this morning talking about the fact that they said these ledgers, there was no falsification, that Cohen performed legal services and Cohen was repaid for legal services.
Trump denies hush money accusations. Bad weather has damaged a military aid pier in Gaza. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
It's out of commission for at least a week. Part of it broke away and is now tethered to a beach. It will have to be taken to Israel for repairs.
Melinda French Gates has pledged $1 billion to organizations supporting women and girls. Richard Reeves is with a group called the American Institute of Boys and Men.
I think this is a sign that we're really moving to a more mature phase of this debate about gender equality, which has been so divisive. I see this as a real move towards a better conversation about gender.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Supporters of Donald Trump say they have enough signatures to force a recall election of Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. That's after their first attempt came up short. Petition circulators say they have more than 8,000 signatures from voters in the district where Voss was elected in 2022. Voss has 10 days to challenge the signatures. Federal transportation leaders say they're looking into adding more new passenger train service in Wisconsin. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says people in Wisconsin want to take the train.
There's no reason why Americans should settle for less in terms of our quality and reliability of passenger rail compared to any other country. That's what this is really about.
Buttigieg speaking with WYSN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A fiber wire has been cut in Wood County, causing some downed phone lines to county departments. This seems to be located in the northern part of the county. If you're trying to contact the dispatch center through a number that has a Marshfield, Pittsville, or Auburndale prefix, your call may not go through. For non-emergency calls, you can dial 715-421-8701 or 715-421-8702. 911 emergency lines have not been affected. You'll be able to see the new trail system at Powers Bluff this Friday. The grand opening and ribbon-cutting ceremony will take place at Powers Bluff County Park at 1 p.m. on May 31st. They have two new trails they've been working on for the past 3 years. A 5-mile dedicated single-track bike trail and 3 miles of a versatile gravel multi-use trail. They plan to add a trailhead shelter building in the future with a portion enclosed that can be reserved for community events year-round. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers stun the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A showdown between the crew and the Cubs in front of a sold-out AmFam Field, a scoreless pitcher's duel. Until the eighth with Willy Adames at the plate for Milwaukee. Coverage, Bally Sports, Wisconsin.
Wisniewski deals, Adames, center field. Bellinger on the run, he looks up, goodbye! A three-run blast, Willy Adames!
The Brewers went on to win 5-1 over Chicago. Adames on taking a swing with 3 balls and no strikes.
I don't really like to swing 3-0, but today it's just the right opportunity, the right moment, and the right situation. I think today we got the results we wanted.
Meanwhile, the Cubs' scoring drought continues.
We talked about margin for error, and certainly when you're in this low run scoring environment that for us, you know, a couple weeks now, your mistakes are going to hurt you bad.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Yet again, another round of some scattered showers and some thunderstorms sparking up this afternoon and into the evening hours. Some could put down some pea-sized hail. Otherwise, mostly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the MaxSync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Watch out! You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday morning, Florida's governor removes mentions of a changing climate from state law. A TV meteorologist was having none of that.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this May 28th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mayloff, here. In part two today, we're going to speak with our friends at the Family Center. Looking forward to that. Always a good conversation with them, and always a good conversation with speaking with our friend, Lacey Ayling, Events and Engagement Director with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Lacey, good to see you.
Good to see you, James.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, doing good. Doing good. Fun weekend. Nice to get back into the swing of things and be talking with you in the chamber, especially with all the things we have going on. We have some real good events coming up that we look forward to every season. Lunch by the River being one of them.
Absolutely. This week it kicks off. It's crazy to think that I guess it's been like summer all winter. So
yeah.
But really, really excited. May 30th, 11:30 to 1. Bob Allen will be the entertainment. We'll also have some other activities there. So really excited for the outdoor games as well as some balloon stuff. And then please come out. We'll have Chatterbox, Rockies, MCG Services, Jamaican Kitchens, Granny's Beach and Ice, and then hopefully some other ones if we can sneak them in there. And then our sponsor this year for our presenting sponsor is Enbridge, and then Summer Septic is Crockett Septic, and then our exclusive date sponsor is U.S. Bank.
Yeah, big shout out to them and a big thank you to them helping this event happen. And we love this event. All summer long, this is going to be a lot of fun. We'll be talking about it on our morning shows, letting people know about the entertainment that week and some of those fun things. Lacey, as we go along throughout the summer, and if I am an entertainment act or I am a food vendor and I would like to be a part of this, can I reach out about this year or make plans for next year?
Absolutely. I think the more the merrier. So I have some seconds, some thirds. So if something happens and maybe their food vendor is is unable to make it, there's something, a lot of issues if you're trying to work with food and trailers and gas and propane and stuff. So I have some backups because I want to make sure that everyone gets to have as many options as possible. So please reach out, communications@wisconsinrapidschamber.com, to me directly, and I would love to talk to you about how to get involved.
I encourage you to take this in every week. Got a lot of fun, and we're going to meet you down there one of these. We're gonna be at Lunch by the River.
Yes, you are.
Looking forward to that. That's going to be fun. And last year's was a blast. We had a great time with last year's. Looking forward to this year's. And to any business out there, any food vendor out there, anybody delivering food out there, encourage you to be a part of things with Lunch by the River. It's a blast, and it's a great way to get yourself out there and reach people that you may not always reach.
Absolutely. Come out, have some lunch, try some new things, listen to some music, and get out by the river.
I know our friends over in Rome are excited by Gather by the Gazebo. That's coming up.
Absolutely. So this year is going to be really fun. They finished that band shell. So we'll be able to have the entertainment in there as well. So it'll be a little bit better for acoustics, as well as we'll still have everything by the gazebo. Tons of activities. We'll have some sponsors over there if they would like to be. We have a lot of wonderful presenting sponsors, Visit Rome season sponsors, Coldwell Banker Advantage, Sand Valley, and Rome Away From Home. So lots of space for us to spread out. It's such a beautiful area out there, as well as having the splash pad, the playground, bring blanket. We'll have outdoor games for that one as well. And very excited. That one's going to kick off June 11th. That is going to be on a Tuesday from 5:30 to 7. And then we will have music by Duology. And then we will have Beach Bum, that Hawaiian food truck, out there from that same time.
And this is an event that we can look forward to a couple of times this summer.
Yes, so we will have one a month. So one in, like, obviously it's going to be the second Tuesday of the month for June, July, and August. And very excited. We have the flyers out for that. So definitely check it out. Please come down. That's a beautiful area. There's I got to go to the Rome Farmers Market last week. Or 2 weeks ago now, and got to get some wonderful Oreo cupcakes from that Slice of Heaven. There's also, you know, some other boutiques down there. Really, really fun. A great place to be.
Where'd you say those were?
Slice of Heaven.
Okay. Yeah. Lacey, can you take care of the rest of the interview? Right? I got to go try those.
Strawberry rhubarb. Oh, my goodness. And then they had some kind of like special lavender lemonade. They had so many wonderful things there, as well as a whole bunch of homemade bread. Everything was super affordable. Probably the best parfait I've ever had in my entire life. I got there. Yeah, apparently I just ate a lot there. I didn't think about that, but then
you
obviously,
got a sample
obviously you've got kombucha, you've got egg rolls at the farmer's market. You've got tons of wonderful vendors out there, as well as activities there. I got to get this little thing that like you can like identify ticks, was super cool, and it's like a tick remover.
Ooh,
which
nice.
I don't like touching them, but it also like had this little magnifying glass with it. Just a lot of cool things out there. Super fun. Please come out and check it out. We want these things to be well attended, so reach out if you have any questions for dates, time specific for entertainers and food vendor. We'll be Beach Bum all summer there.
Very cool. And Rendezvous in the Park, this takes place in one of the most beautiful parks you're going to come across. And it's featured, it helps us feature Nakusa and a lot of the Nakusa area.
Absolutely. I think you are such a sucker for Riverside
Park. I really
am. You love it.
I really do.
Whenever you see it, you're like, I just love Riverside.
I love that place.
Yes. I love that area. City of Nakusa is sponsored that this season. Really, really thankful to them. We have our date sponsor as Nakusa Lions Club, but the VFW Post 2534. We'll be making our food out there. Obviously, huge shout out to Sean. I love him. He's a commander again. Yes. Definitely excited for him there. And then just really, really excited to get out there. We have Duology there featured this month, too. Obviously, we love Ben. Shout out to him, too,
Ben's
who
amazing.
Got married over the weekend.
Yes, congratulations to Ben and Katie. Congrats.
He's got so much going on.
Mazel tov.
And then he still made time for us this summer. Definitely come out. We'll have outdoor games there as well. Very excited to grow these, make them larger, and please come out. Obviously, 5:30 to 7 o'clock, and that will be on the third Wednesday of the month, so June 19th. We'll kick that one off.
Lacey, with Gathered by the Gazebo, Rendezvous in the Park, are these a little more, the schedule's a little more built in as far as an entertainment act or somebody like that?
Yes.
This is something, if you wanted to be a part of it, maybe next year, something to look forward to.
Absolutely, and I would love to have more activities. We obviously will have our balloon, so Casey Twist will be out here at all of our summer events for most states, but definitely reach out if you have an activity, if there's something you like to do. I still want to make things bigger, and I can still pivot and adjust and add things. So definitely reach out. We would love to have people there.
And keep in mind, we'll be promoting these and talking about these on our shows throughout the whole summer. Looking forward to touching on every one of these and attending many of these events. It's going to be a lot of fun. Cranberry Blossom Festival. This is the big one. It's coming up.
I know. I'm excited, and I'm also like, I just want to be able to be at everything.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure out how we're going to do all that. But
the logistics are going to be tough.
How
on
I'm
going to
clone myself and be at all these places or put them somewhere. But yeah, definitely reach out. We have the brochure for that. We have it, obviously, I think you have it here too.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a whole bunch of them at the chamber. It has all the activities from Thursday until Sunday. So please come out. Take your family places, do fun things, a lot of free things. Obviously, it's going to kick off with Lunch by the River, but we've got Downtown on Tap. We have the Craft and Vendor Fair. We have the Carnival. We have Spicy Thai at the Carnival. We have some fishing things for kids. We have, I know we're going to have an escape room, like a mobile escape room at the Carnival, as well as having our parade on Sunday. So very, very excited. A lot of things to do. Movie Under the Stars. I think it's there is something for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone can come out. Everyone can enjoy a little bit of getting to be out in this area and then still going home, relaxing. But definitely really, really, really excited. I love the craft vendors that we've selected this year. We still have some spots left. We were able to get an additional block from the city. So
cool.
I can take more vendors, and I would love to have as many diverse options, things for sale. If you make things and you really love and you want to show everyone else, you know, things like that. It doesn't have to be just cranberry themed.
Mm-hmm.
This can be, we have, I mean, a lot of 3D printed stuff. A lot of freeze-dried things, as well as we have a new cheese curd vendor. So really excited for that. And I really want everyone to come out and have fun. Obviously, this is free, open to the public. We'll also have the farmer's market going on at the same time. That's going to be 10 to 3 right on West Grand Avenue. Very, very excited for that.
This is, I think you can make the argument that this is our signature event in town. This is our biggest event. If it's not our biggest, one of our biggest, top three, top four biggest events we have in this area that brings in so many people from all around town and follow in surrounding towns. I know I've got some friends over in Point that love to come to this every year, and there's a numbers. So if I'm a business and I'm debating about whether or not to be a part of this, or looking at my budget and, well, how do I spend this much money on advertising or marketing, here is one of your better bangs for your buck. You are going to be
Absolutely.
Seen, and this, just by the data alone, you'll be seen by people that probably don't always get a chance to see your business. And I would say that if you were Culver's, let alone any other place, it's a great opportunity. And not only that, but you are buying local, supporting local. You're putting back into your community. That's what the chamber does. So anytime you're doing stuff with the chamber, you can know that you're doing that.
Absolutely. I think it's a wonderful event just for kind of covering, I mean, it's got days. So you have, I think it's tough when you do something for just a weekend and it's so hard to try to get to all these different places. But starting on Thursday and having it Friday and Saturday and Sunday, you can kind of have some time to, okay, I can go here. And we also have the map, which has the brochure. So it has information on to, okay, how do I get to this one and make sure that I can kind of plan my weekend according. So we spent a lot of time when we met as our committee to go over how we wanted to look and mm-hmm. and how we wanted everyone to kind of have a voice. So I think it's great to be able to have, you know, the Young Entrepreneurs Group doing mm-hmm. the, you know, doing this downtown Under the Stars, and then the Downtown on Tap, and we've got things from during the day to at night, and they're free and they're open to the public, and they're things to kind of, we have things to do. So mm-hmm. it's hard when we don't have anything and we're, you know, kind of cooped up, you know, and school's going to be out, and it's, hopefully we have a wonderful weekend. But yeah, very, very excited. I guess I'm biased, but I love cranberries, and I am very excited to have the cranberry theme parade for the first time this year, as well as even having just the mobile escape room. I think just bringing things to this area that people haven't got to experience, and kind of just making those memories here.
And keep in mind, the chamber's listening. They love to have feedback from us. So as a community, make sure to let them know how you enjoy these events, what you'd like to see more of, maybe.
Absolutely.
It really helps. It goes a long way. Your data is very important to us. And we'll talk again. We'll have you back before Cranberry Blossom Fest kicks off. We'll talk more about it. But I'm really looking forward to this. It's something we get jacked about every year. This year's just has so much excitement to it. There's so
Absolutely.
Many cool things going on with it. We're speaking with Lacey Ayling, Events Engagement Director with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. And Lacey, if you don't mind, I'd like to get a little bit into the community leadership and team leadership celebration with you.
Yes, that was last week. It was so, so fun. So I'm definitely going to miss having someone from that group
yeah.
here. It was kind of fun to just get to listen to kind of how they have experienced things with me, and kind of to see if we were on the same page for that. But very, very excited. I got to announce the winner for the most improved participant from my community leadership. So I got to, I was nice. I got to subtly roast him for a paragraph,
nice.
But
Very
the
good.
Rest, I would not disclose to anyone what I was saying
sure,
besides my
sure.
children to practice to make sure that it wasn't like
nice.
Too much. With me, a police officer, I don't really need that.
Yeah.
Kind of, I don't need that smoke. So,
right.
I was really, really excited to get to give, Mr. Andrew Borchardt, but Drew Borchardt is what we all called him,
mm-hmm.
The most improved participant. So that was really, really fun for me.
Mm-hmm.
He was very different. I think when you have that kind of line of work to kind of come
yeah.
in and you're hanging out with an event planner or
yeah.
someone that's doing HR, and then he's like, oh yeah, you know, I go to work and I could lose my life today.
Right,
so I think
right.
just work going with a police officer and having like a different understanding of like, they have such, there's a lot of bias when it comes to police officers. So I think getting to get to know him on a personal level
yeah.
and then being able to like, okay, it's not just the badge. There's a person behind that. So it was really, really nice. Just like, I'm not just a chamber, I'm a person mm-hmm. too. So getting to get to know him, driving around in his personal car while I completely nitpicked his driving, where his hands were, if he touched his phone, how he had his seatbelt on, what was in his car, I even tried to search his car. But it was such a fun time. He's such a good sport. He actually like completely set me up because he went before me and I was going to touch on his fashion sense. So he then put on a different shirt that was like a tuxedo. And I'm like, yeah, you completely set me up to roast
you.
That's
hilarious.
And so we're at least people that weren't in the, you know, in the group that they would then I'll be like, yeah, that makes sense. Look what he just did. So, it was really, really fun. I have never given an award to someone like that on, in front of everyone.
Yeah.
I was super nervous. So that was part of like, we had things we had to sign up for in the beginning of the year. A lot of them were coming here to radio because people were terrified of that. They were like, oh, I'd rather write a press release than go on radio. Mm-hmm. People are going to hear my voice. So I was like, can I do radio? And Stacey was like, no, you do radio already. You can't do radio. And I'm like, okay, I'll do a press release. She's like, no, you're going to give the award. I'm like, oh my goodness. it was really, really fun. I loved it.
A shout out to him and to everybody that was a part of this batch of leadership class. And I appreciate you sharing that story, Lacey. One, never change. Don't ever change. You're great the way you are. I love that story. But I also love what you were able to give us in that story. There's a lot we've talked about over the last couple of months with this program and how the importance of it to business owners out there. There is a factor there that we touch on, but really hit home there. And the idea of getting to know different people in different industries and what that is like. We see so much in our movies and TV shows about different individuals in different places, but what that job really entails, this gives you an opportunity to really hear from the horse's mouth, if you will, about that. And that goes so far in our society. Any opportunity to create more empathy is always a great thing to be able to do. And it will add to your business. It will enhance your business by doing those things, taking care of your employees. You do that just in general. So it's a great program, a great thing to be a part of, and people can be a part of next year's.
Absolutely. So definitely reach out to Laura. She has done a phenomenal job at kind of elevating it, changing it a little bit, making those updates, keeping it relevant. And obviously it was 2024, so we've been doing this a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So we absolutely want to do like a reunion for people that have done it. When we went through the basement, found so many pictures of the community leadership groups. And it's crazy the amount of stories when we go and meet members that are like, oh, yeah, I was part of that. Or I met my wife in that. It's insane that like just the impact that it's made.
Yeah.
I became very close with Carrie. We hang out. So it's different. I mean, as well as like, they'll send me friend requests on Facebook and they're people like, oh, yeah. And Steve, so the assistant principal from Lincoln, when I was up there, he took my phone, took a bunch of pictures of himself in it. And then my daughter was like, yeah, you need to send them to me. I need all of that dirt on him. It's crazy when you see someone and you see their headshot and then you're like, oh, you can kind of judge them. And I think a lot of us actually talked about that at the celebration. Like, oh, yeah, when I looked at your picture, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to get along with this person, or I will have nothing in common with this person. And then even with only being 8 hours a month. It was crazy the amount of like, we're just so connected.
Yeah.
The inside jokes, the hard time that we would give each other. And I was like, I thought I was for sure going to hate you. And I told him in front of everybody. And I'm like, and then you like grew on me.
Yeah.
Like now he's like a brother where I'm like, hey, how do I do this? Hey, if I want to do this. And it's really nice to have that open door. I wish I could participate every single year.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was I got so much out of it and not just like leadership, but just like the networking, which a lot of people were like, they're more focused on that, but just the personal, like, okay, I'm not alone.
Yeah.
Everyone is going through things. Everyone is trying to grow. Everyone is trying to, touch this community and make an impact. And I think it's just been wonderful.
If people want to be a part of this next year, how can they contact Laura?
Absolutely. So that's workforce@wisconsinrapidschamber.com or by phone at 715-423-1830. I think that the teen is like full. We've gotten so many applicants already this year. But for community leadership, we are still, so that's going to be the adult base. That's October until May. Mm-hmm. And then obviously we do have a couple nonprofit spots. So the pricing is a little bit different, but definitely reach out to get more information.
The Open for Business Luncheon coming up June 18th.
Absolutely. So that was going to be a different, we kind of rebranded it, and we've had a lot of better luck with just kind of changing the wording and what we want it to be so that people kind of better understand it. But we are going to have a panelist of speakers. So that's going to be Lynette Lagarde from Ho-Chunk, Fidel Perez, who owns El Cafe, and then Olga Meza from Wood County Health Department. So if you would like more information on that, that's also going to be Laura. But very excited for that. We've been planning, obviously, a little bit of a different variation of that. But please join us. It's going to be a luncheon. They're going to share their insights and experiences just with how they've, the importance of diversity, how they've kind of looked at it, as well as being able to connect with other colleagues, expanding, obviously, network, and then just helping inspire diversity in our community.
And a great opportunity to, again, hear from people who are in the now, in the know, and understand this much more. And the beauty of this, as well as the way that it can help businesses out there. Absolutely. It's a great luncheon. It's a great opportunity to take something in and hear that right from the voice, from the people.
Yes.
We'll talk more about this as we get closer. But again, the Open for Business Luncheon, June 18th. As we're wrapping up, Lacey, I always like to make sure to find out who our mm-hmm. member of the month is. We got one for June?
Yes, we do. So we have Cunis RV of Wisconsin Rapids, which, perfect. Obviously, we're kicking off camping season. but we actually had a networking night there. That was the first time I got to go in there. Mm. But I love the chairs, the little camping accessories that you're like, oh, this is perfect the way it folds up and I can put it under this. I think camping is so much fun. I love getting out there with the family. Obviously, just very excited for the summer and getting to get out. And I really, really hope that everyone can check them out and see what they have to offer.
I can't get over these RVs nowadays. I've always thought they were cool. But
I want to live in one.
Yeah, you and me both. I would definitely live in one. I would definitely.
I tell my kids that almost every day. I'm like, can we just go live in a camper? And then my oldest is like, no, I'm not living in a camper.
Did you have anything else you wanted to touch on, Lisa? Did we cover all of our bases?
We actually just kicked off our registration and sponsorship forms for the Lucky's Summer Golf Classic. So please reach out for that. That one, obviously, one of our signature summer events and fundraisers. So definitely contact me. Mm-hmm. That one's going to be communications@wisconsinrapidschamber.com or 422-4859. We have a few different spots left for sponsorships, as well as if you want to golf. Great way to team build, as well as I really, really want to give out trophies this year for the best dress costumes.
Yeah.
So I've been really pushing that, but definitely reach out to me.
That's a fantastic idea. I wish the Masters would do that. Like every golf place should do something like that. That's a really good idea.
I met with a solar company and I was like, can you guys please wear all reflective, 1980s,
neon green. Yes.
Where you're walking at me and it's my eyes are the solar panel. Please wear that. And they're like, where are we going to find that? I'm like, I don't know. Figure it out. But I want everyone there with crazy costumes. And I want to give out awards, so definitely come.
We will meet you there. Lacey, if people have follow-up questions, want to know more of what we talked about today, how can they reach you?
Yes, so they can reach out to me at the communications email, obviously our Facebook page, any of our social media platforms, as well as the ops manager at 715-422-4852.
Always good talking with you. Thanks for the time.
You too. Thank you, James.
We will have more Midday Magazine coming up right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasa Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes, just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit wausauweightloss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-502-4748. 715-502-4748. That's 715-502-4748.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The law that took union rights away from most public sector workers in Wisconsin is back in court. Arguments in a Madison courtroom Tuesday are part of a new effort to get Act 10 overturned. Law faces a new challenge now that the state Supreme Court has flipped to liberal control. If you have loved ones with Alzheimer's, experts say communication skills are important if they start to feel overwhelmed at big summer gatherings.
Someone says, oh boy, I'm not feeling well. I got to go home. Okay, tell us what home means to you. What is it like at the home? Oh, you grew up on so-and-so Avenue. Tell us about that. Don't say, remember this, remember that.
Kristen Cusato is a spokesperson for the Alzheimer's Association. Experts recommend smaller get-togethers for people with dementia instead. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. You can expect to see people in tactical uniforms, camouflage, and carrying firearms at the Miller Forest Unit all day on Wednesday. A large training exercise will happen between 6:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the town of Easton in Marathon County. It will include the Marathon County SWAT, bomb, and tactical communications teams. They're training in a wooded environment to enhance inter-team cooperation during a large-scale incident. There is no threat to the public, but you should expect to see an increased law enforcement presence and activity in the area. Port Edward's first music fest of the year will happen this week. It'll be on Thursday, May 30th at Ripple Creek Park. That's at 670 Verbunker Avenue from 5 to 8. Yellow Pellet is playing and Chatterbox Catering will be there along with people selling snacks. Don't miss the first music in the park on May 30th from 5 to 8. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Morgan Spurlock, who lampooned the fast food industry with his documentary Supersize Me, has passed away. Yahoo Entertainment reports the Academy Award nominee died due to complications from cancer. Spurlock showed the effects that an all-fast food diet had on his body and mind. He was 53. Let's stick with gluttony. All great competitors should know when to step down. Such is the case with competitive eater Kobayashi, who claims in his career that he has eaten over 10,000 hot dogs. I actually thought that would be more. Kobayashi once consumed 50 hot dogs in 12 minutes, shattering the previous record of 25 and one-eighth hot dogs in the same amount of time. The athlete says after eating competitively, two words that should never be used together under any circumstances, for decades, he has no appetite. The moral of the story? If you cram as much food as you can into your pie hole for two decades, you'll eventually lose your appetite. And that's a great way to keep the weight off. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Yet again, another round of some scattered showers and some thunderstorms sparking up this afternoon and into the evening hours. Some could put down some pea-sized hail. Otherwise, mostly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, three district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy. including classic carnival games like skee-ball made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of skee-ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends, to work on your attention span, or to win a prize like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee-ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the skee-ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Todd Albaugh.
Everybody, join us next time. We welcome back Pat Kreitler of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson on the Lincoln Project. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. Right now, we have in studio with us some of our favorite people, Stephen and Katrina Hintner from Family Natural Foods. Good afternoon, you two.
Good afternoon.
Hello. How you guys doing?
Great.
Yeah.
Good.
Sunny day. It's a good day.
The sun's out.
Really enjoying
and
the weather.
Maybe things are drying out.
maybe.
Sometimes we, like last summer, we would just prayed for this kind of rain, but maybe not in this quantity.
I think You know, we could share some with the months of June, July, and August would be great.
Spread it out.
It's a great idea to share. It's always a good idea to share.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We all have siblings. We get that. We've learned this sharing thing.
Yes. Yeah. We have a great, wonderful guest coming to town here, and I think that's a great place to kick things off.
Let's do it. So we're going to have the man, Terry Lemron.
The legend.
Yes.
The legend, Terry Lemron, coming to Wisconsin Rapids. Y'all, he's coming to Rapids for us, for all of you, this community, and we're pumped to have him.
Yeah, this is really great. When we've had him in the past, we got really good turnout, and we'll give you the time and date and stuff here in a second, but I would say make sure you come a little bit early, especially if you want like a closer seat or you want to pick your seat out. Because we've had, you know, near 100 people on the every time we've had them at our store, actually. Before the pandemic, after the pandemic, like the turnout's always been really great. And there's a reason there's, you know, nearly 100 people coming to a talk on a Wednesday night.
Yep.
It's because Terry has so much wisdom, and he's so generous with sharing it. And you could feel his passion when you're there.
It's a passion, but it's like this sense of his story in life and his mission in life is to help people in a natural way and really like healing people. And he loves hearing people's stories of how things have worked so great for them. But he just wants to spread the word. He wants to share his knowledge. And this man has got 50 years plus years of experience.
Yeah, so, probably more.
I mean, he's been in the industry for years and he's seen the ups and downs of everything, and he's now, you know, he's in his mid-80s, and he is traveling the world finding new things, always learning about new things, and bringing it to us.
I was talking to one of the people at the company, I think it was yesterday, or the day before, anyways, earlier this week, they said, you know, Terry's over in Europe right now. He's at a conference or a convention, you know, learning about new products and stuff like that. I was like, he's in Europe? Like, that's a big, like, if I was planning a trip to Europe, I would be exhausted and there'd be a lot to do and a lot of stuff. But this is just sort of like what he's doing this week.
Yeah.
And next week, what he's doing is coming to Family Natural Foods in Wisconsin Rapids, which is, like Katrina said, we're really excited about it.
To your point about the turnout that happens with Terry, so many people turn up for this. You can't even host it at Family Natural Foods. You
we
have
can't.
To move to a different location.
Right. And so I'm going to give the date to everybody just so you can get it. And we're going to give it to you probably three more times before we're done today. The date is going to be next Wednesday. So Wednesday, May 29th at 5:15 p.m. So that's Wednesday, May 29th at 5:15 p.m. So like James was just saying that, and Steve was saying, we have such a large group of people that will come, and we love that. We are so thankful. Our neighboring church, First Baptist Church, right behind us, beautiful, white church with the gold kind of rooftop. Mm-hmm. There, it's 910 McKinley Street, so it's literally one block behind
us. It's really close.
You can park at the store, mm-hmm. and then you can just walk over. Mm-hmm. If you need, you know, having mobility issues, you can definitely park at the church nearby and then get through. There is wheelchair accessibility at the church.
Yeah, and the church has a decent amount of parking. There's a lot of street parking. Mm-hmm. So parking's pretty easy.
Yep, so you can park in between the church and in between, you know, Family Natural Foods. We are planning on coming back to the store after the presentation. Mm-hmm. So Terry's presentation is at 5:15. It'll be about an hour, maybe an hour, 15, hour and a half. And afterwards, we'll walk back with Terry. He's happy to do like a mini meet and greet, which is great. And then we'll have different samples of food. So we have our friends Prairie Pastured Beef. So Carl will be there with his amazing grass-fed beef samples we'll have. And then we have Forward Beverage, which is a Wisconsin up in Wausau. They're doing different beverages, and we have some really great unique flavors that people will love.
Yeah, they're doing a really nice job. It'll be fun.
Yeah, definitely. And then to top it up with that, well, we have two more top-offs. So we have we have Jersey Valley Cheese, which is a grass-fed cheese. You can taste the difference, like the milkiness in it. It's so good.
Yeah, all the milk in this cheese comes from their farm, from their cows, which I think is really a really cool story.
Yeah.
And one of the farmers, it's a family farm, one of the farmers is going to be there doing the demo and talking to customers and, you know, letting you sample their cheese. So I think it's such a cool story to have the actual farmer there. How often do you get to like ask them questions or learn about, you know, the pride they have in their cheese.
Yeah,
not
that's
just
a
like,
really
oh,
cool
yeah,
opportunity.
I bought this chunk of cheese at the grocery store. You know, like, that's great. But
there's a story.
Well, it goes hand in hand with something that I've been talking a lot about with promoting this event and everything, and the idea that, you know, many of our listeners enjoy Terry on the weekends and listening to his hour-long show that you guys sponsor, and we appreciate that. But this is an opportunity to be in the same room with him, to be able to really hear him, you know, right there, no filter, and being able to really take this knowledge in. Terry reminds me so much, and I get this from just listening to his radio show. I can't imagine being in the same room with him and hearing him in person. He gets me going. He gets me excited about these things, interested in these things. I can't remember the last time I didn't like go on my own rabbit hole dive of when he's talking about something. I'm like, oh, I want to learn more about Kermick. I want to learn more about this or something. And then I
spend a lifetime
spend the
that.
Next hour down this rabbit hole of things that Terry got me started on. His passion for this, his love of this, I think love is a great word for it, is infectious. And it gets you really wanting to look into it more. And all of this comes back to you having your best life, you living your best day, you know, being in your complete health. That's what Terry wants. That's what the Gang of Family Natural Foods wants.
That's kind of what he exemplifies too. And I think that's really the testament, you know, an 86-year-old guy who's owned a number of businesses over his life, and you know, he could have retired 20 years ago.
Absolutely.
You know, or earlier. You know, he did actually retire when he sold his first business. He was, you know, kind of, he thought at that moment, he was like, oh, this is great. I'm done. I can retire. He's probably in his 40s or something, you know, like retire young, whatever, maybe 50s. I'm not sure. But anyways, you know, as soon as the paperwork was all done and he sat down, he realized that was one of the biggest mistakes of his life.
Interesting.
I've heard him tell this story before. And then he started a new company, you know, as soon as he could, basically. And then he's just been working ever since. So the fact that somebody is still doing this for this long and is in such good health, 86 years old, able to travel the world, I think we can learn something from somebody like this.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because not only does it say something about an 86-year-old man doing this, how much he loves this area, likes coming here, loves you guys at Family Natural Foods. He's not doing that for just anybody at that age and everything. But also, I can't think of many, like if I was, thank goodness Terry is not, I am not him or he is not me or whatever, because I could see just walking up there and being like, I'm 86, look at me.
Yep.
Like, you want to know if my products work? You want to know if what I'm saying is helpful or anything? Yeah. I am the example number one right here.
Yeah. He
I just traveled to get here. I took a plane. I did this or that or anything.
He takes all of his products, right? I mean, he takes like all of his products.
He's walking example of this.
He's amazing. And something else I just want to say that's a huge highlight, like, come visit Terry, come to the presentation. But for those folks who are, you know, coming to the presentation and learning about it, we are doing a deeper discount that evening, mm-hmm. and we're excited to offer it. And it's like a discount that we can't do. We can't even say.
Yeah, we can't really say what the number is, actually. Mm-hmm. We're not allowed to say it in advertising.
Oh, you know it's good.
Be advertised.
Oh, yeah.
But we really want people just to try these products.
Mm-hmm. Get help with, you know, in health.
And, you know, take their own chance. Though, as Jamie, who works at our store, would say, it's a no-risk thing to try. Because even if you came in today or, you know, a month from now, his products all have a money-back guarantee. Mm. So, you know, you try it on sale, even better, but you know, you can try it any day. It's mm-hmm. it's no risk, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that's also been something he's done his whole life with his products, because he knows they work and he wants people to give them an honest try. Mm-hmm. And you know, I think this will just be a really great opportunity. And the last thing that we're going to also have after the talk, we've kind of like want to make this an event. We want people to, you know, mm-hmm. come to the event, stay a while afterwards. Is we're going to have some olive oil sampling. Mm.
And if you've heard Terry on your Saturday radio here, you know, he's been highlighting how much olive oil is so beneficial for you. It's, you know, it's your daily supplement of so much health benefits. And so we're going to do some sampling of some olive oils.
Of his favorite olive oil. Mm. It's a Greek olive oil. He talks about it a lot. He wrote a book on olive oil. He didn't, you know, like when he wrote this book, he didn't even sell a product with he doesn't even sell an olive product when he like came out with his book, but he's that passionate about olive oil. I'm flipping through the book right now, but his passion for olive oil, I'll give you another great example. Katrina and I got the chance to travel with him, and we were in India. So a little ways from out of town, right?
Yeah. And not in like, you know, Greece where you can get olives like left and right or anything.
No. Yeah, so what we were sitting at breakfast with him. I think it was just the three of us, and I saw these little bottles, and I was like, what are these tiny, like, you know, not tiny, but small bottles? Mm-hmm. And I looked closer, and it said olive oil. Hmm. And so Terry takes little bottles of olive oil
every
across
morning
the world
wow
in his luggage
wow
so he can
he's
take olive oil every
dedicated
day.
To taking really? It as a daily thing. And I believe it's like he'll drink water, but that's his first thing to break essentially, like, you know, I guess like a fast in a way, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a big breaking, like his first thing he eats because it's so nutritious for
and
him.
He talked a little bit about it last time, but I'm sure he'll talk about it again. And also because of kind of our inspiration and Terry's inspiration in particular, we decided to do a talk later actually in this summer on olive oil. It's going to be we haven't got the date exactly nailed in, but it's going to be kind of mid-June.
Mm. On a Saturday,
On
too.
A Saturday. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk, you know, probably like 11 o'clock. Mm. You know, instead of watching the cartoons until 11, just come to Family Natural Foods. We'll be doing some, like, olive oil tastings and samplings. But also for anyone that comes to the talk on next Wednesday night, afterwards, we'll be doing some olive oil sampling of Terry's favorite olive oil. Actually, two of the ones he wrote about in the book. We've got those featured. We sell them at our store. So great kind of fun opportunities around this event.
Yeah, so make sure you mark your calendar for Wednesday, May 29th at 5:15. It's going to be at the First Baptist Church, which is 910 McKinley Street, right behind Family Natural Foods. And then come afterwards to get some sales, meet and greet. I mean, literally eating meat, but also meeting Terry. Wednesday, May 29th at 5:15. Everyone, please join. It's going to be amazing.
Well played. Nicely done. And you can even get a sample, an idea of what Terry is going to talk about, or maybe not what he's going to talk about, but how Terry talks, how Terry handles these kind of things. Be sure to check out every Saturday, 8 a.m., Terry Talks Nutrition, featuring Terry Lemron, brought to us by our great friends at Family Natural Foods. It's a great hour, very informative, and a lot of fun. Be sure to check it out every Saturday right here at WFHR at 8 a.m. Terry Talks Nutrition. We're speaking with Stephen and Katrina Hittner from Family Natural Foods. I always like catching up with you guys about things that are season sensitive, if you will.
Yes.
And I know that we've got a lot going on with spring and in springtime and summer right around the corner.
Yes. So I don't know if you all know, but it's been raining a lot. Usually in the spring when it rains a lot.
I heard about this, yes.
There's usually a lot of mosquitoes afterwards. Mm-hmm. So we want to be your first defense for mosquitoes and sunscreen. So we want, like, we have all sorts of fun options. So whether it's bug spray for the whole family, including your pets.
Yeah, and we got a really great natural bug spray.
Mm-hmm. A couple different brands.
It's Yeah, a couple different brands. The one we sell the most of, it's we've sold it forever. We've started carrying it because they tested it against DEET, you know, the chemical you can use for mosquito repellents. And DEET is effective, but when they tested it side by side, theirs was as effective and actually slightly more effective than some of the leading DEET sprays. And I've used it myself since I was a kid, basically.
Yeah.
So I can say myself, it works just as well. And periodically, I would do even like control group things with my friends. They would all be spraying themselves with DEET. I'd stay in ways away, and I'd use my own bug spray. And at the end of the day, we'd see how many ticks, how many mosquitoes.
Who's got more bites? Who's
exactly. And it does work great on ticks, too. You know, ticks are, I think, you know, they're out there as well. And it's nice to have a bug spray. One thing does it all, you know. And that's certainly been my experience with this bug spray.
But maybe you don't want bug spray and you just want to sit on your porch in the end of the evening and you don't want those pesky little bugs to keep getting you. We have this really fun mosquito and fly. It's called an outdoor garden stick. And this is sun and sand. Mm. You can smell it. So essentially it's essential oil based. And it's
a stick that
lasts for, I want to say it's like 30
It's like a giant incense stick.
Minutes.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. Jamie, who works at the store, raves about it. In fact, we had to get more because she just loves them, and she, you know, she'll use it at night, and it'll keep the mosquitoes and the flies away for a while. And you can actually enjoy your backyard without the mosquitoes being around you.
Wow.
So that's a great one. And then if you have gotten bitten, we have a really good like sting stop kind of bite, and it's very safe for the whole family. My kids were using it the other day, and
it feels good instantly.
It does instantly. You're like, wow, I feel so much better. And then sunscreen, we have, you know, baby, kid, adult, water resistant, clean sunscreens. And it's Badger brand. We've carried them for years.
They've gotten better and better every year. I'm like, I don't think this can get any better. Than they kind of they kind of improve it again, like you know, they're zinc based, but they go on so smooth. You know, you don't even know. There's no white. There's no shininess. It's just like it goes on. Really, really great.
I have to note too with those brands, with that brand that you're mentioning there in particular too. As somebody who had not grown up wearing sunscreen and not used to it and everything, one of the things I was worried about is that kind of feeling of it on you, or the feeling of that layer on you. And I didn't feel that. I didn't feel any of that. It just felt almost like lotion kind of. And it just evaporates. I'm good.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and take this on.
Yeah, they made a new lighter version, which I'd say is very close to like a lotion kind of quality, where it goes on and you hardly know it's there. And remarkably, it even still has a water resistance, I think, for 40 minutes and plenty of sun resistance. Sort of as another kind of knowledge point for people also, when you're looking at sunscreen, sometimes you look at natural ones like at our store and you'll see an SPF 30. I think we have a 40. We have a 50. But you'll go to like the drugstores or something, you'll see these more chemical-based ones that do like 80 or 90 or whatever, you know, these bigger numbers. And so you'd think, right, that like the difference between like an SPF 30 and SPF 60 is the 60 is twice as strong. Mm-hmm. And if you're really worried about the sun, you know, and all these things, you're going to want twice as much, right? Mm. But that's not how the sunscreen scale works. It's not a linear scale. It's the difference between like an SPF 15 and an SPF 30 is like 2% better. Something like that. I don't know the exact numbers. We have the information at our store. But it's a very small difference. Once you get past SPF 15, SPF 30, there's really not a lot of gain with a 40 or 80.
It actually makes sense. You know, it just I wouldn't have thought of it. And this is brand new to me. This is all very interesting and very new to me. And I can't be the only one out there. We're learning more and more. Those of us with you know, more pigment are just as just as vulnerable nowadays to anybody else when it comes to this. So we're seeing a lot more people using sunscreens and learning, and some people that are my age just all of a sudden like little kids learning about this, like, what is this doing? You're so right about that, and that's it's something that I wouldn't have known unless you guys had talked about it. So it definitely doesn't seem like common knowledge either. Appreciate you touching on that.
I feel like it's just important to mention so people don't kind of get sucked into the, you know, higher numbers are better, you know, kind of marketing gimmick, really, is what it is, because it's not going to be much difference to an SPF 30 and SPF 60, for example.
When it comes to those type of sunscreens, do you guys offer anything that is more of a natural base or more of a just a maybe even a more comfortable base as far as a bug spray or anything?
Yeah, bug sprays and everything. Everything's like essential oil based, so it's all clean and good for sure.
I got to be honest, I knew the answer. I was just setting you up.
hey, another seasonal thing is I know it's Memorial Weekend, and there's gardening. A lot of people do their garden this weekend, like this long weekend. We still have garden seeds. There are some varieties that are out because people were early birds this year, for sure. But we definitely have things around. So if you need to get some more potatoes or you know, random different vegetables, peas, corn, etc., we have it. It's a good time to get it, you know, now and into Saturday too.
Yeah, maybe take a look and see if everything got washed out.
Yeah, that's another thing. The washout for sure is
good.
So
idea.
We have that, and we will be closed on Monday, Memorial Day. I'm guessing most people know that, but just a heads up, we are closed. But before that, it's a good time to catch some holiday snacks, or maybe you're going to grill out with your friends. So
yeah, local meats.
Get some local meats. We've got some new ones that are coming in from Prairie Pastures, the company that we're going to be sampling on Wednesday for our event. Lots of like beef hot dogs. You can't get beef hot dogs. That's a really cool one.
Yeah.
The only kind of hot dogs I like. The beef ones, those are so good.
Too. Yeah, absolutely. And so just a good reminder, we have some fun snacks. Maybe you want to grab some beverages. You're going to be hopefully the weather will be nice, right?
Yeah.
Who knows about the weather?
A couple nice days.
Yeah. We'll be grilling, or maybe you'll be outside, and enjoying it. So get your sun and bug spray, get your local meats or any snacks you need for the holiday weekend. Mark your calendar for Terry Lemeron coming through Wednesday, May 29th at 5:15 p.m. We're just pumped to celebrate.
A lot of exciting stuff.
Throw a little curveball at you guys real quick. I did want to mention to you, you would give me an opportunity to sample and try this spray.
The Pranarum?
Thank you. I couldn't. I had it written down. I can't find my notes now.
Sure.
I wanted to just rave about it for a second because I started using it just because you were nice enough to let me, and I thought that was cool. So I'm going to try it for a couple of days at least. But to be honest, I didn't know if I'd keep up with it. It is in my part of my routine now. It is one of those things I do, and I have been so much thankful for it. I think a lot of, certainly a lot of Jewish people, but a lot of people out there deal with dry skin. And it gets warmer and warmer, you're dealing with that.
Yeah.
This is such a quick fix for that. And pretty much the rest of the day, my face is hydrated and everything.
People think you need lotion for dry skin, but in fact, it's like, no. Water is a very good moisturizer.
Yeah.
This is an essential oil.
It's a hydrosol.
It's hydrosol.
So it actually doesn't have any of the oils.
Yeah.
When they're making essential oils, they use the water components of it is what the hydrosols is. And they're very hydrating. A lot of lotions, if you look at the back of your bottle, it has alcohol in it. What does alcohol do? It dries your skin out. So while it may feel like when you put the lotion on, it's hydrating, it's almost addictive because your body needs more and more.
Yeah,
in the long run, it's drying your skin out. So hydrosols are so great, and they're great for, I don't know, a person like myself, a guy.
Yeah.
Probably like a guy like James as well, who's like, I can't do this whole beauty routine, right?
Yeah.
But I can spray this thing on my face that takes literally 1 second.
It feels... You're so right about this. 100% right about this. It's quick and it feels really good. It feels great. Not only do you do all these things for your face, for your skin, but it also just feels nice. It's
also
a great way to start
for,
the day.
Sunburn. You know, like you can use the lavender or chamomile, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Either
good
one of those
know.
Would be really great for a sunburn.
Good to know.
Very cooling,
Find out more with our friends at Family Natural Foods. Encourage you to visit them. And they're at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Be sure to follow them on social media. It's a great follow. Find out more as well at familynaturalfood.com. Go ahead and check out their website or give them a call, 715-423-3120, 423-3120. Buy local, support local, support those that support us. We appreciate you guys being with us today. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, and more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday morning, Florida's governor removes mentions of a changing climate from state law. A TV meteorologist was having none of that.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming.